Okay, we're going live. Okay, we are live right now. We are live right now, and I have not loaded the beginning song. I was listening to the song earlier, and I just had to dance around my living room because it's just so good. This is the Arcade Fire. Come on, listen to it. Let me get this over here. Imagine you're fucking in this. It's got the perfect beat too. Let go and love. And you know you're just fucking, and you don't have any pants on. You just have a shirt, cause you just fucking, fucking like a fat guy with just your shirt on. I don't know the words to this exactly. A heart. Can you hear this? Told me not to cry. Someone told him not to cry. Come on. Now that I'm older, my heart colder. What's the word? I can't see that it's a lie. Now that I'm older, my heart's going cold. I can't see that it's a lie. They told him not to cry. Flower punk. Lara Jimenez. Verena. Verena. Hello, Verena. Someone told me not to. This silly. The hottest new podcaster on the block is right. I should be simultaneously recording this on another device, but I forgot. The YouTube thing where. Not YouTube, the Instagram. Alright. Hold on. This song still kicks. It's 5 minutes 35. It still kicks until about 1 minute till the end. I'm making this hand gesture for some reason. This is so dad to do this. It's like, dad, what is that? Children don't grow up. Bodies getting bigger, but hearts get torn up. I don't know what he said there, but I really felt it. All right. That was the Arcade Fire. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That's Wake Up by the Arcade Fire from their album Funeral. One of the few tracks I bought from iTunes, probably when I was on LSD. Well, thank you. Thank you for joining me here. I am Gabriel Mayers. I am the King in the North. I'm so excited for fucking Game of Thrones to come back. Just because I know Game of Thrones is like this weird white fantasy where there's no black people and they just cut up dragons with swords and shit like that. But you know what makes me cry? Fucking honor. Oh my god. I'm gonna cry right now just saying the word honor, because that's what Game of Thrones is about. It's about fucking honor. It's about fucking, spoiler alert, it's about fucking Brienne Tarth being like, I swore a oath to fucking protect you. And she's fucking kneeling in the snow and she's like, I'm gonna fucking protect you, Sansa Stark. Oh, you never got out of it. You kept your fucking oath. You kept your fucking oath. Oh my god. I'm serious. That's not even a joke. That really fucking affects me. I'm making a Daenerys-inspired winter jacket. Oh my god. Please show me that. Is that Gabriel Mayers will be the new president of Venezuela? I don't speak Spanish, so that will be hard to do. I picked up the guitar, but I wanted to start this off by, first of all, saying, hey, give me money. Hey, do you have money? I don't. Give me some. If you enjoy what I'm doing, if you like the streaming and stuff like that, if you like the music that I'm doing, if you enjoy the live videos, if you enjoy the podcast, if you enjoy the songs that I'm putting out, send me money. Send me money in little messages. I have Venmo. I'm on Venmo. You can find me at Venmo by, you can't really see it there. Hold on. There we go. On Venmo, I'm Gabriel-Mayers. You can also, I'm saying this out loud for those of you who are listening later on the podcast. If you have PayPal for whatever reason, if you're 40 or older and you have PayPal, you can get me at paypal.me/GabrielMayersNYC. And if you're on the trendy new Cash App, which, by the way, they're advertising the Cash App everywhere. I don't know anyone that actually uses Cash App. I don't know anyone that actually uses it, but I'm on the Cash App. You just put $ Gabriel Mayers, that's M-A-Y-E-R-S, and you can send me money, and then I'll be like, hey, thanks for sending me money. I don't know. I guess we could continue the interaction beyond that, but I really don't know how. I just appreciate the donations I get. Speaking of which, shout out to everybody in Carroll Street. Wait, hold on. I'm gonna learn to use Instagram one of these days. Shout out to everybody in the Carroll Street subway who gave me mad cash. I was there just between 8 and 10, which is pretty short for me, because I think like a good morning session is 3 hours at least, and if you're really trying to do it, you do 4 hours, and if you're really trying to put that money in the motherfucking bank, then you stay 5 hours, motherfucker. You know how I do that. I hyperhydrate the day before. Speaking of which, this stream is brought to you by I can't read it in there. Essentia, which is the pH, high pH ionization water. It's bullshit. Whatever. What I'm busking, for those of you who are interested in busking, is you hyperhydrate the day before and don't drink anything the morning of going out. So you hyperhydrate. You don't want to hyperhydrate up until you go to bed, because then you'll pee your pants. But that's kind of what I'm doing, because I'm stupid and I forgot to drink more water than this. I really should have drank. I was dehydrated, so I really should have drank more water. But yeah, it helps you hyperhydrate, and then you eat well, obviously, and then you have your coffee or your Red Bull. Is this camera just slowly falling over and over? I feel like I set it to a certain place and then it moved itself. So yeah, I think it is falling. Yeah, I don't have it tied tight enough. That's what it is. Thank you. My Carroll Street people. Thanks for donating. Also, people from Vim. Oh, so yeah, this is what I wanted to do, because I've been meaning to do this for a while, which is just kind of read some of the donations, I haven't had a job, or like, I think I spent the last of my savings at the top of 2018, and I had to start building new savings, of course, but it's been like a year that I've just been living solely off of donations from fans through, like every time you listen on Spotify, I get a little bit of Spotify change. It's about $100 a month from streaming stuff. It's around that. It's really more like 75. Usually it goes up and down, and there's like a 3 or 4 month delay. So that means like, let's say I get 1 million streams this month. I won't see those streams until 4 or 5 months later, just because of how international streaming and stuff like that works. So I've been surviving solely off the kindness of strangers, for a year now, and it's really made all the difference. I remember, yeah, this is like, there's a lot of people who sent me stuff through Venmo. Let me see. Sorry. Do 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 do. Okay, so. So the first person who sent me something, who gave me a donation, is Catherine Grosbrennan. Thank you, Catherine Grosbrennan. There's a quick picture of her. I don't know if this is going to be really boring, but I'm going to read it anyway. So I'm just going to read the names. Catherine Brosnan gave me $5. Who else? Hold on. I got to separate this. Okay. Alana Lawrence gave me $10. That was April 18th. Kevin Park said thank you and gave me $20 on April 27th. Stephanie Wallace gave me $5. She wrote Creep at Carroll Street Station. Purple Heart, thank you for the beautiful start to my day. Ellie Meyer on May 1st paid me $15 for a beautiful song, thank you. Natasha Miller paid me $10 on May 3rd, 2018, all of these. Said, making my morning better. I want to show you the screen, but I also have like other personal transactions on there that I don't want just out there. I don't want my business out there like that. Yo, what's up with this camera falling? What's up with this camera falling? Hold on, I'm gonna get it. Let's see what you guys are saying. By the way, if you have any song requests, better throw them in now. I'll try it out as long as I know it. Remember, aim for popular tunes rather than tunes that you just like personally. Something that's popular that you like that I probably already know would be best. This fucking thing. Fucking thingy. Hold on. I can get it. I'm going to read out some of these donations, by the way. I don't know if I should actually read out all of them, because luckily there's a whole fucking lot of them that I haven't done. This is May from 2018 I'm still on, or April, actually. What did I say? No, it was in April, wasn't it? Bjorn Larson paid me $5 and said, good luck, you've got some amazing talent. Thank you, Bjorn Larson, if you're listening anywhere. Gracie Stite. Trying to not have this fall over. Gracie Stite also paid me $5 on May 4th, 2018 for brightening my morning commute. Have a lovely day. Amanda Farrell, Miss Panda May, one of my biggest fans in New York. She actually made me, let's get one of these. She actually made these shirts for me. Oh my God, they still smell amazing. Jesus. She's really sweet. She's the sweetest person, so Miss Panda May, she's an embroideress. She has her own embroidering company. Let's just give her a shout out. Wait, hold on. Embroidered Panda. Visit Embroidered Panda. Search Embroidered Panda. Just go to embroideredpanda.com. That's Miss Amanda Farrell's company. So you see, it's got this little cute little plane here. And down here, it's got the lyrics, The Path is Strange. Yeah, which is obviously from, if you're a fan, you know that's from your Freeware merges. Straight ahead, the path is strange. So I love that shirt. I have not even worn it yet, because I feel like it's more like I want to frame it and put it up on my walls. Thank you, Miss Panda May. Amanda Farrell, she gave me $20 because she's a big baller and she's awesome. Vanessa Summers paid me $5 on May 19th, gave me a little music symbol and a thumbs up there. Oops, I just fucking went back and I didn't mean to. All right, and Concetta Raz paid me $5 on May 9th and said, making my morning. Alex Leonard paid me $5 on May 9th and said, made my day. That was a different one. Rachel Turner said, thank you for the CD and for the music, but I think she was actually paying me $25 for the CD. Lauren Lloyd paid me $5 and said, thanks for the lovely tunes this morning. You have a beautiful voice. Heather Ripito paid me $3, sent a couple musical symbols, and said, morning commute happiness at Carroll Street. That was May 17th of 2018, so that was last year. Evan Farley paid me $2 on May 17th and said, cool tunes. Thank you, Evan, so much. Josh Wolf Powers. Josh Wolf, by the way, if I have a son, first of all, when you have a son, may he be a masculine son, or whatever that Godfather quote is, I messed it up. If I have a son, his name is automatically Evan Wolf Powers. No, Josh Wolf Powers. Thank you, Josh Wolf Powers, gave me $1, said thanks for entertaining us, I really appreciate it. Sarah Judd Welch paid me $5 and put the 100 emoji. Kristen Watson paid me $5 and put the hands up praise emoji that really has no meaning and people don't do. People don't. When's the last time you've done this? This isn't a real hand gesture. Imagine if you did something your friend, like your friend, your friend did something that you like, and you went, like what would that? Oh, that's not a. No one does that, or is it here? Maybe it's no, it's here. I'm assuming since it's just hands by themselves, that's not a thing. Most people I know hate sparkling water. I cannot understand why you'd like volcano water. Thoughts? I don't think that's volcano water, actually. I think this is much cheaper than that. No, this is... They it's purified water by reverse osmosis, and they add electrolytes to it. It's not that expensive water. This is like that discount healthy water. But yeah. Who else we got? Joshua Powers. Shula Weiss gave a little guitar symbol, gave me $5 on June 5th. Thank you, Shula Weiss. Michelle Relton gave me $2 and said, great music. Thank you, Michelle. Very reserved, but I like it. Julie Newspiel gave me $5, said, beautiful music this morning at 4th Avenue, 9th Street. I am on my way to jury duty, so especially meaningful messages in your song. Thank you. Thank you, Julie, for that $5. It absolutely either bought me weed or a sandwich, both necessary to continue my existence on this planet Earth. I'm actually on some CBDs right now, so if you send me any money, it'll be going towards CBD. I have one CBD gummy left, but I'm gonna go back to smoking CBD oil out of a pen, just because the action of like going like, it's so, now I'm a poet, I have to do that, otherwise I'm gonna fucking start smoking cigarettes and then I'll die. Roman Shadevasser paid me $1 and said great Radiohead. Thank you, Roman. Rebecca Zellmer gave me $5 on June 8th, 2018, and said, saw you playing while waiting for the train this morning, brought a smile to mine and my son's face. Beautiful, thanks. Adriana Ackers gave me $1 and said, amazing train music, hand clappy cymbal. Naomi Sudai gave me $2, music cymbal, train cymbal. Thank you so much. David Geist, did I read his name already? David Geist sent a music cymbal and sent $5 on June 22nd, 2018. Charlotte Platt sent $2 and said, beautiful voice on June 20th, 2018. Avia Tabaknik paid me $5 and said, beautiful music. Thank you so much. Nathalie, I'm gonna say Natalie, but it's spelled Nathalie. Pierre Paul gave me $5 and said, your voice literally stopped me in my tracks. No, that was the train stopping you in your tracks. That was the conductor stopping your train. I fucked it up. All right, Mirza Rahman paid me $2 and said, where is my mind cover at Barclays? Thank you so much, Mirza. I've been playing the shit out of that song for a million years, and like the fact that I don't have to come up with new material is cheating. But fuck it, because it's good and everyone likes it. Michael Lydon James paid me $3, said, thanks for the music this morning. Thank you, Michael, for the money that morning. Matt Carter paid me $10, said, beautiful music on Bedford L stop. It's so hard to play at the Bedford L. I want to go back more, but there's an asshole who always plays drums there, regardless if there's someone else playing. And I remember last time I was playing there, because of the construction they're doing around there, there was exhaust backing into the subway, and that was just what was happening. And people were just like in it, and I was singing in it, and I was like, yo, I'm like literally inhaling fucking carbon dioxide into my lungs, and I'm dying slowly for like possibly $100. This is stupid. What else do I hate about that stop? The trains break really hard and screech really loud, and you can feel your hearing going. Jackie Pisano. Gave me $5 and said, morning entertainment. Thank you so much, Jackie. Luke O'Neill, my Luke O'Neill. Luke O'Neill, who I made some videos with, who's not even, I mean, he's a fan, but technically he's a colleague of mine since I worked with him. He sent me $10 and said, I enjoy your spirit and tenacity. Keep doing the good work. So thank you, fucking Luke O'Neill. By the way, check out Luke O'Neill. He's on my Instagram somewhere. We made a couple videos together that were cool. Graham Dawson paid me $20 and said, fantastic set down at Court Street Station this morning. Thank you, and please keep coming back. Luke O'Neill paid me again a few days later, 8 days later, $5. He said, from today's stream, I've been listening to Hallelujah on Spotify as well. Thank you again, the motherfucking Luke O'Neill on Instagram makes great videos. Actually, I'm really thankful for Luke because I had in my head, I was like, I need a walking shot. I knew it. I was like, I need a motherfucking walking shot. And then what did we do? We found the perfect weather to film the motherfucking walking shot in. We got a nice walking shot of 60 Christmas scented blackbirds and Fake It. I think we got some other things going, but like, great. Who else do we got? Let me read a few of your comments. I'm sorry, I might be ignoring you. Many people I know hate on the sparkling water. It's just stressful. Sparkling waters. I have a soda stream. I don't have the air thing in it. For whatever reason, I think I've just haven't been felt like going to Bed Bath and Beyond or ordering one. Okay, I'll play Landslide. That's gonna be the first one that comes up. Podcast was pretty good, man. When's the next one due? Well, this one is gonna turn into the next podcast, and then I think tomorrow morning. I don't know when the next podcast is. Here's, you know what I've decided. I think I'm gonna do this right. I'm going to do this live stream, and then we're going to upload this as a podcast, and I'm going to do a separate podcast that's just me talking in the room alone. So thanks to Jason Golden for shouting out the podcast. I'm glad you liked it. So Freshy, how you doing? Hey, from North Carolina. I love your vibe. Thank you. You're trying to give them a goal to score on because they're such a good shot. I don't know what that means. Hello, I'm back. Sorry, what did I miss? You didn't miss nothing. Return that money and make them donate to the conductor instead. If conductors were smart, they'd put their Venmo up. You know what I'm saying? If conductors were smart, they'd put their Venmo up in the little conducty window. And like when the, you know, when they gotta make announcements, they'd be like, hey, check out my Venmo. All right, that doesn't make sense. Okay, Jesse Riffle paid me $3 and left train symbol, guitar symbol, microphone symbol. Thank you. Jess Riffle, Caroline Hauser gave me $2, said thank you, Caroline. A lot of these people I didn't actually or respond to their posts, so I gotta go back and do that. Rory Evans paid me $5, said heart emoji, Atlantic Pacific beautification, Philando Castile, sad cry face. Jennifer Gray paid me $10 on August 4th and said coffee from a fan. Going into August was really when I was murdering, because I just passed like the bulk of the year, but the bulk of my Venmo donations are going to be in August. So Yoshi Manalay gave me $20, said, found your music on the Insta, looking forward to catching you on the train. So they didn't even see me in person and gave me $20. So thank you so much, Yoshi. Sarah Judd Welsh, I remember Sarah Judd Welsh, because I like that name, gave me $5 and gave me this symbol, but made it yellow. I don't think this comes in colors, I'm not sure. Brenna Carver gave me $2 and put the music symbol. Aaron Hilton gave me $5 and put the microphone symbol. Lauren Clark, I remember Lauren Clark, gave me $5 with the music symbol. Lauren Yang gave me $5, said Q Station at 86. Thanks for the soothing start to my morning. Spencer Stein paid me $2 and said, where is my, put the little brain symbol for where is my mind. Matt Lanone. He's got these sunglasses on. He's like, leave me Matt Lanone. Anyway, Matt Lanone, you badass motherfucker. You badass, let me make sure I at least like all of these if I can't respond now. Jesus Jesus with my fucking. Like, come on. Okay, I'm gonna go back and respond to each one of these personally. That'll take hours. Let me not do that until I have a day to do that. Aaron Hilton paid me $5. Lauren Clark, I said that already. Okay, Matt Lanone said, killing it, man. Keep it up, 86th Street stop. He gave me $3. Peter Carroll gave me $1, put the music symbol Molly Hogan paid me five. This is the best podcast. This is the best stream yet, I think. Right? The one where I'm just reading numbers to you. Thanks for tuning in. Peter Carroll, Molly Hogan paid me $5, put music symbol, guitar symbol, heart symbol. Thank you so much, Molly Hogan. Jenna Shapiro gave me $3 and put the applause emojis. Jennifer Goodnow paid me $10 and said music. I appreciate it. Jack Roth paid me $2, said your voice is pure. Your song Fernando, he means Philando, was powerful. Please come back to 86 and second often. After, let me tell you something about when you struggle with depression and anxiety. August was like the most money I made in the year. August, I had one show and it was packed. There was 78 people there, which was the most people that I ever got out to a show. It's not the most people that I've ever played to, but it's the most people that I ever got out to a show, because I am usually horrible at that. I was just making a bunch of money that month, and then during September I did not leave my house, and not in the fun way, like in the paralysis way. But September was also the month that I finally put together that Rose product and made at least a complete version one with the box and everything. It was really the box that was missing. By the way, I do still have those roses left for sale. Although I guess I have to put them together again, but I do still have I think about 25 of them that are unclaimed. As of now, if you want one of those MP3 roses with all my music on them, because once they're gone, they're gonna be gone. And then, like, literally, this is what I tell people. It's 20, you know, okay, I'm putting on sale officially. If you're listening to this and you want one of these roses, for 20, you can reserve one. And I'll mail it to you or whatever, or give it to you in person if you're in New York. And you snooze, you lose, pretty much, man. If I win a Grammy in the next 5 years and you don't have one of those, you're gonna feel like a fucking tool. And I'm not trying to brag and be like, oh, I'm gonna win a Grammy, because I am really bad at the music industry. I have no manager or representation. It's really unlikely that I'll win a Grammy, but it was unlikely that I'd be on TV. It was fucking unlikely that I'd be in a movie. It was unlikely that I'd go on tour. It was unlikely that Joe Jonas would follow me on Instagram. It was unlikely that all these, Lamorne from fucking New Girl would be like, hey, this guy's the shit. So all these unlikely things have happened. Fucking get on the bandwagon now. Get this limited edition piece of merchandise now. Don't be one of those people who messages me after they're sold out and be like, do you still have those things? No, I gave them to all the true fans, because they want to have that. Simone Tift paid me $2, gave a bunch of thumbs up symbols. Thank you, Simone Tift. David Mancarella, I love The Sopranos. I'm sorry, I keep saying your names like that. David Mancarella gave me $2 to put the music symbols. Yurimi Kang gave me $5 and said, thanks for making my morning thanks for making my morning commute with your incredible voice. Jack Laughlin gave me $2 and said, rock on. Thank you, Jack. Gabby Enrique gave me $2 to put the microphone symbol. Selena Radline gave me $5 and said, amazing. Janan Zilka gave me $5 and said, love your music. You brighten my morning. Allison Mack gave me $3, said 86th Street Q. Daniela Guanipa, that sounded so Trump. Daniela Guanipa gave me $2 and said, you rule. Thank you, Daniela. Becky Byron paid me $5, threw that music symbol in there. I'm not gonna include it when they say the emojis, because that's not, that adds nothing. Lexi White gave me $1, said 86th Street Serenade. Mallory Locke, this is all August still, by the way, this is August 17th, we're still at. Mallory Locke gave me $5 and said, yesterday at 86th Street. Thank you so much, Mallory. Gallant Tom gave me $2, said 86th, so I know he's at 86th Street. Brooke Charks, which I know Brooke is one of my biggest fans, because he gives me money all the time. Please never leave 86th Street in the AM. Thank you, Brooke. Lori Giamella gave me $5, said beautiful Michelle. Thank you so much. I haven't played that in a little bit. Maybe I'll play that tomorrow. Mike Wright paid me $5, said you're awesome. Keep it up. Thank you, Mike. Liz Stewart paid me $5 and said, you sound awesome. Thank you so much.
Shira Chowdhury paid me $5, said, Times Square Station, 7th line, you have the voice of an angel. Thank you so much for saying that, Shira. Alfredo Aiden paid me $2 and gave me this muscly symbol. I like that. Leslie Baker gave me $3. Thank you, Leslie. Sarah Dimbert gave me $3 and said, you're so talented. Thank you, Sarah. Kristen Electra paid me $3 and said, Q-Train, Morning Rush Hour, you're fantastic. Kim Willis, I recognize the name. Kim Willis, I don't know if I do. People have names. Anyway, Kim Willis paid me $10 at 86th Street and 2nd Station. I was in the balcony filming you. Beautiful way to start a new day listening to your voice. That was when I was playing on the platform before the police stopped me multiple times and said, look, you're good. You're not allowed to play on the platform. And I was like, fuck. Cormac Glass paid me $5, said, great way to start your day. By the way, you're not allowed to play on the platform. They can write you a ticket for it, but the ticket is $25. I have made $100 on the platform. 30 to 50 is like the lowest average that I see in that area. So if you're like a musician and you're trying to do the whole New York busking thing, fucking play on the platform. I mean, I don't do it with my amp anymore because like part of what I want to do is create a positive relationship with the MTA workers and the police and stuff like that, because it's like a community thing. But if you're trying to get that cash, then fuck it. You know, you go on the platform and you turn on your amp and you play because people are waiting there. And when the train takes long, people are waiting right there. And when I'm upstairs on the mezzanine, people sometimes have to walk back upstairs and be like, okay, the train's going to take a while. I'm going to give you money. And it's just a little bit easier on everybody. Also, I mean, I don't think that playing on the actual train car is better. It does not really seem that way. I think it's an illusion because, like, you're in that car, and when you're done, if you do well, most of the people or like a good, you know, a third of the people in that car, let's say, will give you money. And so that seems like, okay, this is an effective thing, but it's, like, just as effective to play in a larger space where there are people moving through. But I think that people are attracted to the captive audience element of it, which is something. I mean, it just doesn't sound good or look good. And fucking, it's, I think that when I used to go through the train cars and busk, the thing was, you feel the energy in the live, good. Hey, Tom Fennell. I think the thing when I was going through the train cars, it's like, if you're a native New Yorker, a lot of homeless people exclusively beg on the train cars. So I don't want to put myself there. You know, it's all a look. It's all an idea. Music is moving air. So it's about presentation. It's about the idea of it. And I'm never looking for pity for anyone. So I was wearing the suit for a while, but like the suit can really get uncomfortable because it's like I'm carrying and lifting a lot of stuff. Maybe I'll wear a suit tomorrow. I don't know. How am I feeling? I need skinnier pants for my suit. That's how I'm feeling. You know what I'm talking about, Flower Punk? I need from if the fucking leg of the suit pant is not slim, then I'm a grandpa or I'm going to a funeral. So anyway, Ciara Unger paid me $2 at 83rd/86th stop. Very specific, unnecessary. Love your voice. Keep doing what you love. I will, Ciara. I have to. It's like playing music is like putting my dick in a fucking blankety blank. I should have blanked my dick, but anyway, it's like sex. I'm not gonna stop doing it. That's like if you see me fucking and you're like, keep doing what you love. It's like, of course I am. I'm gonna fuck. Omar Shakely paid me $2. Thank you, Omar. William Glidden gave me $2. Said, Simple Twist of Fate, bravo. Thank you, William, for shouting out Simple Twist of Fate. No one ever shouts that out. Brooke Charks. Blondes Have More Fun. Gave me $5 and said, never leave, please. And she's really, Brooke is one of the reasons that I kept coming back. Because Brooke is a cute blonde and she made it a specific point to be like, please come back. Never leave. And she gave me money multiple times. So, I mean, I'm really thankful for the true fans like that. who go out of their way to show support. Yorgos Asclabilides paid me $2 and said 86th Street performance. Katie Mariano paid me $3 and said thank you 86th Street. Chelsea Maresca paid me $1, said sweet tunes. Carl Berniker gave me $5, said wow. Eleonora Carastergue gave me $5 at 86 and 2nd Avenue. Thank you. Joe Matthews gave me $5 at Subway Music. Bill Finney paid me $2 at Tunes at the Q. Ted Hughes paid me $2 at Please. Aaron Levine paid me $5 at Beautiful Music at 86 2 days in a row. Benjamin Cassman gave me $5 at Morning Tunes. Danny Wheeler paid me $2 at Tunes. Karen Cheng paid me $5 at Subway Magic. Brianne Evans paid me $5, said thank you for playing at 86th Street. Sarah DeStefano paid me $5 and said thanks for serenading us at 86th Street all week. Really, I appreciate people saying thank you for doing this. I appreciate it because I have fucking anxiety and depression. And so, like, the first thing I think is I'm annoying people. It doesn't matter how many people have said I'm good. It doesn't matter anything like that. I need, like, this, and this is what makes me a horrible person to date. I need this, like, constant affirmation because my thought is, like, shit, I shouldn't go back there so many times in a row. Some people are probably going to be really annoyed. Ah, that fucking guy again. Of course, some people are probably going to be annoyed. It's fucking New York. Everybody's annoyed all the time. James Hodge paid me $5. Thank you, James Hodge. Thank you again, Sarah, for saying thank you. And thank you, everybody, really, because this is all like an affirmation that says keep going. Because look how many names I've read, and how many of these donations were one for $1? Not many. Most of them for fucking $5. A lot for $10. Some for $20. Man, this is how people fucking. It's that good. It's that good. You know what I'm saying? Joher Khan gave me $3 at Gym at 86th Street. Thank you, Joher. Kyle Fury paid me $1 at Q Commute playing Hindsight. Thank you. Original, liking the original music. Thank you, Kyle Fury. Eric Powell paid me $5. Thank you, Eric Powell. Jack Roth paid me $1 and said Q at 86th Street. Each day is so much better because you're here performing. That's fucking sweet. And I did not respond to it because I'm a piece of shit. I'm just going to quickly write. This was incredibly sweet of you to say. Boop. Brooke Connolly gave me $5, said, hold on, let me throw this up there, just in case y'all want to dizzle donate. I don't want to seem like a money hungry person, but I am hungry, and money helps with that. Brooke Connolly paid me $5, said saw you on Instagram, kill it. Thank you, Brooke, so much. That's dope. Riley Hine paid me $2 and said my husband and I found you on Instagram, amazing, hope to see you in the subway station soon. See, the interesting thing, and I think this is what is actually like encouraging me to try new things, is like the stuff you think is wrong. You know, I remember, look, it be your own niggas, you know, as they say in the hood. And by that, I mean, like, you gotta watch who your friends are, because I think, okay, so when I first started busking, I looked at it as, like, you're a musical bum, basically, and people are giving you money out of pity, and they're just glad that you're doing something constructive. And that was kind of the energy that I got from other people that I told about busking. They were like, well, we gotta get you out of the subway. You don't wanna be busking your whole life, do you? Yeah, I want to be making like fucking 30 plus dollars an hour tax free whenever I want. Yes, until I die. Until I die, I want that to be something I'm able to do. You know, it's all right if I'm a millionaire. I mean, even if I'm a millionaire, I'm gonna want to put on a disguise, go in the subway and play and see how much money I can make, because that's fucking cool as fuck. No one does it. I'm in the subway all the time. I see the same fucking people. Most people are too scared to do it. And the pressure of people's rejection is too much to take on a consistent basis. They crack. Or they don't have enough songs, or whatever the fuck the thing is. Lucy Smith paid me $1, said, so talented, see you on 8/31. She's probably one of the people who came out to the show. Paula Gonzalez. Oh, by the way, Booksmix, thank you for joining, Booksmix. You know what I'm saying? Stevie800, I see you, Stevie. Shaking that ass. Riding the subway is a daunting daily task. Hearing beautiful music perform brightens everyone's day. Trust in that. Ooh, Booksmix knows where the fuck it's at. Thank you, Booksmix, for dropping the knowledge. Paula Gonzalez gave me $2, said great voice. Alana Cadiz gave me $5, said just passed you at 86th Street, and I never have cash on me, so here you go. You're so good. By the way, if you're a busker, which literally no one is, because everyone's like, playing on the street where everyone can see you? I don't, it's like, fuck you, dude. I shouldn't be so harsh, but I'm speaking specifically to a type of person that thinks they're too good for street performance. Music started in the streets, son. This whole thing in the cafes is a recent aberration, and it's dying. Music in venues is dying. Music industry is dying because music was something great and then it got stale. And comedy is where music was back then. Back when Bob Dylan was killing it, you could go to multiple open mics a night where they'd pass a basket, and you could make enough money doing those open mics to make a living. They don't have that anymore. There's one open mic a night in New York, one of the largest cities in the world. If you do comedy, you can do you can do comedy open mics from about 6 p.m. to 2 in the morning. And some of them are free and some of them you can pay for. So there's more stage time. I've had to think about this, but you just got to understand like how entertainment works and how these systems work. Anyway, Emma Contaxis gave me Contaxis. I am Emma Contaxis, and I am cursed with glorious on duty. I forgot what that line was, but I was trying to do Loki from Thor: The Dark World. Emma Contaxis gave me $5. Said beautiful, just what I needed on my Monday morning commute. I hope you're back tomorrow. I probably was. Abby Leber gave me $2, said good morning, thanks for making mine. Ann Jacobs gave me $2, said made my morning. Jared Salinas Dick gave me $4, said for making my morning routine so much better. So glad I could do that, Jared. Alex Madalana gave me $3, said a beautiful commute this morning. Oh, did I have something to do with that? Samantha Moody gave me $2. Thank you, Samantha. Kelly Bruchard gave me $3. Thank you, Kelly. Classy Cushman gave me $5. Thank you, Classy. Flippia Selavoli gave me $2. Thank you. Peter Carroll gave me $1, said Cohen. That means he heard the Leonard Cohen song that I play, which is Hallelujah. I should learn another one. You know which one I like? The one where it goes, is this what you wanted, to live in a house that is haunted, haunted by the ghost of you and me. I love that one. That one's sick as fuck, man. Somebody fucking broke his heart. By the way, ladies, keep breaking guys' hearts because it makes them write great songs and become millionaires. And men are trash. Alexis Aliquo gave me $5 and making mornings at 86th Street Sunny. John Troy Newski paid me $5. Thank you, John. Karen Wang, sending everything on Karen Wang. Gave me one. Is that racist? Karen Wang gave me $1. Said thank you for the music this morning. Gave me a backward smiley face. Almost looked like a frowny face. Jonathan Frolinger gave me $2. Said subway stop singing was. Karen Rodesky paid me $2 at 86th Street. Thank you, Kate Rodesky. Kristen Imhoff paid me $5, said thanks for the beautiful music every morning on way to Q-Train. Brooke Jarks. Damn, I can't say her name. Brooke, I'm going to say Jarks because I'm going to assume the T is silent. Brooke Jarks. Yeah, it probably is that. Brooke Jarks paid me $5, said stay at 83rd. The stop is actually 86, and you know it. You take it every day. Thank you yet again, Brooke. Lauren Clark, seeing her Lauren Clark's name again. Thank you, Lauren. Lauren gave me $5. Thank you, Lauren. By the way, I'm putting all these people on blast. They probably didn't even want me to tell But whatever. If you got the money, you fucking... That's how I do. I got so much disposable income and shit that I be giving it to musicians and shit. Willingly. Catherine Tuggle paid me $10. Said, being a badass rock star on the Q train, you make my day. Thank you so much. Catherine. Thank you so much, Catherine. Okay, now we're getting a little spotty. Now we're seeing all that money leave my account. These are all the... DoorDash, Five Guys. I got Five Guys burgers and fries. That was a big ass burger and arrived like not even really warm. Eric Barber paid me $10. He actually saw me at SoFar Sounds, which is like, I think that's so like stop being such a bitch, you know? Stop being such a fucking stop being so effete. Stop being so like to what is it called, fortune favors the brave or whatever the fuck, to the brave victor go the spoils or whatever. Like, it takes balls to go to a fucking SoFar show and put up a sign with your Venmo on it, and I was rewarded for those balls with $10, and I think I got paid for that show. I'm not sure. Did I get paid for that show by SoFar? I might have gotten paid for that show by SoFar also. Let's see who else we got. Okay, now we're getting into October. Okay, so this is October. Kristen Kinnear gave me $5, said, beautiful music while we waited for the G train. Amanda Sherwin paid me $2, said, bless you singing your heart out at 8 in the morning. Well, if the birds do it, then I can do it. Kirk Horton, thank you so much, Amanda. Kirk Horton paid me $3, said, let's see what else you guys are saying. Chelsea Hotel number 2. I mean, learn Chelsea Hotel number 2. LOL, and what about the ladies writing breakup songs? Oh, Taylor Swift. I guess guys just continue to... guys, just keep on doing what you're doing. I gotta watch the Taylor Swift documentary because Chris D'Elia watched it. Chris D'Elia is one of my favorite comedians. He watched it, and Justin Bieber's favorite comedian for some reason. He watched it, and he said he was like kind of like it inspired him because she gets so much hate. Like, Taylor Swift's name is so synonymous with just like a ditzy white girl you can hate. What he experienced from watching it was like, wow. She has all these fans just like screaming all her words at her. They know all the words of the concerts, and it's like the most loved is the most hated is basically what he sussed out from watching that. And I was like, okay, let me watch that then, because I remember I watched 6 Foot 2, which was Lady Gaga's documentary, and I'm not a Lady Gaga fan, but I'm a fan of performers and people who dedicate themselves to this life, and those are that was a beautiful one. Nina Wilder gave me $20. And said, you play beautifully. Thanks for making my commute nicer. Thank you, Nina. Crystal Cass paid me $5 and said, gifting us with your talents. Thank you so much, Crystal. Nicola Clements gave me $1. Thank you, Nicola. Naomi Sudai gave me $5, said, thanks for the tunes. Peter Carroll, hey, I recognize your name again. Seeing your flag on the marble arch. Peter Carroll, he's referencing Hallelujah. Bailey Carlin gave me $5. Thank you, Bailey. Luis Aguilar, I don't know how to pronounce it, gave me $2. Thank you, Luis. Bonnie Chang gave me $5. Thank you, Bonnie. Anna Kylie gave me $1. Said, beautiful voice. Thank you, Anna. Ricardo Birnbaum gave me $2. Said, thanks for the morning tunes. By the way, this is the best stream ever. Because I know you guys like lists. Because you like New Rules by Dua Lipa. And you like... That's whatever that song is by 21 Pilots, where they count. You like songs with counting, and you like lists, right? Because we're all on the spectrum now, and that's the kind of stuff that we're into. Heather Carr paid me $5 and said, "You always make my mornings. Thanks for playing." Real quick, I want to just shout out probably my two most important people in the room, which is Flyer Punk, and It's Verena, formerly. The illustrious Femtar, because really without, I don't know if either one of you have ever given me any money for anything, but without your actual support with your time, I wouldn't feel good about what I do, or as good, let's say that. So I really appreciate it. Even if you can't send money, or you don't want to send money, your time is much more important. The most annoying thing for me, and I mean like
not even annoying, something I hate, something I have a hatred about, is when people are like, sorry, I don't have any money, you're really good, otherwise I'd give it to you. And it's like, yo, that's rude. I don't believe you. I don't believe that if you had money, you would give it to me. I believe if you had money, you would be like, oh, I have to spend this money on something else, and you would continue to pass by. You know why? Because if you have time to say, hey, then you have time to stop, copy down my information, and follow me online. And know that I'm talking shit about you. Heather Carr, I might have said this already. Heather Carr said, gave me $5 and said, you always make my mornings. Thanks for playing. Thank you, Heather. Ikram the Immigrant Groove paid me $5 and said, nice, man. Millennium, well, that's me buying things. Ricardo Burnham's back again, gave me $1 for morning tunes. Allison Klibanoff paid me $3 and said, heard you playing Landslide yesterday at Court Street Subway. It was beautiful. Sorry I didn't have any cash on me. Good luck with your music. See, that's a good person. But it's always, by the way, it's always the same type of person who goes, hey, you're really good, sorry. Like, I'm playing, right? I'm playing a song, and they're like, you're really good, sorry. I would give you money. You're really good, sorry. I'm playing. You're stealing focus. And in fact, your friends say you do this too. These are bad people. That's all I think. That's all they think, that is that they're actual bad people, and they don't know it. They think they're good people because they're like, I would give him money. But if you didn't give me your time, really, then you're bad, right? Because if you don't have the money, then you probably have the 30 seconds to stop, take the picture of my sign, and be like, I'm going to follow him or find that information. But the reason that the people are saying, yeah, I would give you money, sorry, is because they think, oh, there's a fucking a Moorish musical bum looking for his next dollar because he's like a fucking poor person. And oh, I'm sorry, I can't give you a dollar. I'm sorry, I don't have a dollar. It's like, look, I don't need your fucking dollar. I want your fucking time. I want the limited amount of time that you have before you die. And if the song touches you that much, I want you to take that time, copy down my name, go listen to my music. Because even if you listen to me once or twice on Spotify, I get like, what, a percentage of a cent on that. So give me that, give me my percentage of a motherfucking cent. And if all those people who are like kind of half-heartedly engaged with it would just give me my fucking percentage of a cent, I'd probably be a millionaire. But really, the thing that sustains you is the true fans who are actually taking the time to be like, okay, I'm alive, I'm gonna... All right. Tom War paid me $10 and said, nice. I love when people give me like a significant amount of money and they just like don't say anything really. I love it. Rachel Keel gave me $10 and said, music. Thank you, Rachel Keel. These people are busy. These are New Yorkers. Catherine Porter paid me $2 and just said, at 7th. So I know that was at 7th Avenue. Hannah Coakley gave me $5 and said, thanks for singing my favorite Fleetwood Mac song beautifully. Thank you. You know what song that is? Edward Silverbush. That sounds so delicious. Weird. Edward Silverbush gave me $3 and said, nice tunes. Ann Jacobs, I recognize you, Ann Jacobs. Ann Jacobs gave me $2 and said, so happy you're back at 86th Street. We're in December now, December 12th. Harper Williams paid me $20 and said, heard you singing Alice, didn't know the name of it or your name at the time at 86th Street a few months ago and had it stuck in my head since. I figured it must be an original song of yours since I couldn't find the lyrics anywhere. Was super excited when I saw you today because I knew I could finally find it. Keep it up, you're awesome. Great. Thank you so much, Harper Williams. I wish I had a daughter right now and I could name her Harper. Oh, Jesus. Harper Lee Mayers? Oh my God. That sounds like the most fuckable chick's name in the world. Everyone's gonna wanna fuck my daughter. Anyway, I just got reminded of the president. Anyway, Holly Hessler paid me $10 and said, always glad you're on the platform. Ricardo Birnbaum coming back again with $1 said, thanks for the morning tunes. Rebecca Hill, thank you. I see you shaking that ass. Rebecca Hill paid me $5 and said, amazing singing. Thanks for making the subway wait better. Thank you, that's what I aim to do. Claudia Pepe paid me $2. Thank you, Claudia. Claudia White paid me $5, said,
You're awesome. Best of luck. Thank you, Claudia. Willa Blank paid me $5, said thanks for the morning vibes. Jasmine Richards paid me $5 at Q86. My back hurts because I'm sitting odd and I have not really done a good stretch. Hamstrings out of fucking control. Shout out to Manhattan Body Mechanics. Seeing you soon. Where are we at? Joey Schmidt paid me $1 and left a little music symbol. Thank you, Joey. That was just 14 days ago. Dominique Lear paid me $2. Amanda Farrell gave me $20 on my birthday because she's the boss. Amanda's the only one who actually sent me money on my birthday for that thing. Not to cast aspersions upon any of my other fans, but for my next album release, Amanda's going to get it first. But, I mean, she's kind of already going to get it first because she gave me... She made hand-embroidered shirts and brought them to my show and gave them to me. So thank you so much, Amanda Farrell, for being a super fan. Like, I remember before any of this, reading the article 1,000 True Fans and reading 5-Hour Workweek and 4-Hour Workweek and all these books about, like, how to start a business, basically, and thinking, okay, I don't really have fans now. I sort of have some people that like my music, but at some point I'm going to have true fans who are going to be so extremely dedicated to me that it's going to prove to me that what I'm doing is really valid. And that's people like Miss Panda May, Amanda Farrell. Again, go to fucking shit. Let me advertise your thing again. I got new roots, I count them. I got new roots, I count them. I like that refrain so much. Yeah, I got new roots, I count them. One, and when it goes, one, don't be his friend, you don't wanna, and I don't know about those rules. Something about those rules seems anti-feminist to me. I don't know why. Because if you're under him, you ain't getting, I don't know, something about it seems like very traditional, you know what I mean? It's like, I want there to be more songs about girls that just fuck guys and don't give a shit, because those are the girls that I know. The girls that I know do fall for guys, but they're like, kind of like, I mean, they have like 16 other dudes in their web and shit like that. And it's like they fall for a dude because, like, I mean, everybody likes falling for people, but it's like Dua Lipa's perspective is like, it's so like afraid to get hurt. And I think that's what I don't like about it. It's so afraid to get hurt. Dua Lipa's new rules versus Rihanna's, like, which one is that? Rihanna's anything, first of all. But I mean, Rihanna's song's about just, like, you know, just gonna stand there and watch me burn, but it's alright, yeah, I like the way it hurts. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Fucking Rihanna's down as fuck. I'm watching Ocean's 8 again soon. I really liked it, even though nothing happens in the movie except for everyone going, like, everyone's just like giving each other looks. That's what the whole movie's about. But let me advertise hand embroidered. I got 2 minutes left. I'm so sorry. I got 2 minutes left. So hand embroidered, ethically sourced, embroidered panda. Please visit Miss Panda May's embroideredpanda.com. That's embroideredpanda.com. You can also find them on Instagram. At Embroidered Panda. Thank you so much for these amazing shirts. There's just a couple minutes left. Let's see who we can get out here. Okay. Kaylee Voss paid me $5. Thank you, Kaylee. Jenna Shapiro paid me $5. Thank you, Jenna. Alessa Messino paid me $3. Thank you. Alessa should play Creep again. Brett Mermelstein paid me $2. Said, happy birthday, man. You sounded great this morning as always. Thank you so much. Luke O'Neill paid me. Oh, Luke sent me money too. I didn't even notice that. Shit. I think it was after my birthday, maybe. Luke O'Neill paid me $1. Happy birthday. Thank you, Luke. Jillian Dooley paid me $2. And thank you for your musical comfort on a shitty commute home. Thank you, Zach. Zachary Melder gave me $5. Said that fire cover creep. Nate Morris paid me $1. Said Union Square. Dan Katz paid me $2 10 hours ago and said enjoyed the music. Thank you so much to all these motherfucking people. If you're a true fan, you can go back through all of that and figure out how much money I've been paid over the past year just through Venmo alone. And I mean, you can hear how much people fucking love what I'm doing. And thank you. I mean, 2019 is going to be another fucking year of hitting it hard. I want to really focus even more on the subway because I wasn't supposed to audition for The Voice on last Saturday, but I had thought about it, but it really feels like sucking a dick. It really feels like sucking a dick to pay rent money, man. It's really bad. And by you donating money, I don't have to do that. So thank you. That's the end of the stream. Thank you so much. Bye. Oh, okay. One more thing, because I forgot this. My playing on this one has been spottier than usual. Take my love, take it down. Climb the mountain and turn around. You can see my reflection in the snow-covered hill until a landslide brought me down. Sky, what is love? Can the child in my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Changing, cause I built my life around you. But time makes you bolder, even children get older. I'm getting older too. I'm getting older too. So take my love and take it down. Once you climb a mountain and turn around, if you saw my reflection in a snow-covered hill, then a landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child in my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean side? I forgot that word, sorry, I was reading. Can I handle the seasons of my life? Oh. I've been afraid of changing, cause I built my life around you. But time makes you bolder, even children get
getting older too. I'm getting older too.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so like I said, oh yes, the stream saved. I thought it didn't save. I was gonna be so sad. Thank you so much. My name is Gabriel Mayers. I'll play another couple songs. How about I play another couple songs? But if you like what I'm doing, follow suit with all those people whose names I read. Get in on the ground floor, man. You wanna, you know, it's all about buy. This is how investing works: buy low, sell high. So right now my artist stock is like, it's like a penny stock, right? This is where you invest, right? Then when I'm winning a Grammy or meeting hopefully a black woman president, you can be like, hey, I gave that guy money through Venmo and here's the proof of it. And he said my name on a stream. Don't be one, and remember, DM me and reserve one of those roses, because I've got 25 left, and after they're gone, I'm not making any more of those, and the people that have those will have them and be able to pass them on to their children, because they're fucking little flash drives, and they'll fucking last forever. What else should I play? Let me switch this. Landslide. I like how you're playing Landslide. You're right. It's only a pseudo landslide. All right. God, what haven't I played in a while? How about this one? God, I don't even know how to play empty, so hold on.
I'm in a cage. I'm on a plane. I'm in your heart and in your veins. Chew me up, choke me down. I hope your heart rots in the ground. You can't eat me, eat.
Oh, fuck. All right, not that one. Not that one. No, I really don't like playing that one anymore. Because I stopped, I mean, I'm not vegan and people ask me about it all the time. But I did like it when I wrote it, and I think it's a good song. No. Let me choose something else. What do I like? All right. This is what I like. So I pulled this one. This one came out of a bag, you know? Like songwriters, what we do is, you know, you light up a joint or whatever. Haven't written a song in a while. You light up a joint and you turn off the TV finally and you fucking sit in the room. And you let whatever comes out come out. You turn on your recorder and you let it catch all the drippings and stuff, and you know, you forget about it. I think that's the most important part, because like you'll judge. I remember that Kurt Cobain wrote, "If you read, you'll judge," in his journal. I just remember he wrote that. You'll judge if you try to use the pieces right away. So the best thing is to like just record all these little pieces in batches, and then just sort of like forget about them, and do that as much as you can, and then like always pull out stuff from like a year previous, because you're able to like look at it differently, or not, maybe not a year, and also this is not necessarily like a solid way that you have to do things every time, of course. So I don't know if I can do John Mayer's version of Free Fallin'. I do like American Girl by Tom Petty. I do like Free Fallin' too. I think it's just, I think I don't like the chorus. But maybe I should get into it. Nah, it's just a little too corny. It's not even that the song itself is corny. It's just like, actually, it is a little bit corny. But I don't know John Mayer's version. I should listen to that. All right, so this is it's called Your Freeway Emerges. Hold on.
song came out of a bag.
Open up my eyes, see the night fade to day. Straight ahead, the path is strange. Falling stars fade away. What goes around comes around. What goes around comes around. Honestly, I want to escape from the typical things men will do. Pointlessly, I walk away to try in vain for something new. What goes around comes around. What goes around comes
Thank you. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm not that fond of it. I'm not that fond of it. I'll try it out though. Why not? Why the fudge not? Maybe I will like it. I like the verse more. It's the chorus that I don't like. I could probably get over it though. Yo, that's Maddie McFerrin. She's got a hit. Hold on. No. All right, never mind. Yeah, Madison McFerrin is I just saw her on this Tab app for some reason, but her name, they're using her picture, but her song isn't there, which is weird. But Maddie McFerrin is, what do you call it? Bobby McFerrin's kid. And her brother, I think his name is Devon McFerrin, follows me. So that's cool. And there's, you know what's so funny? It's just that I remember telling myself, like, oh, there's 6 degrees of separation between you and, like, everyone else on the planet Earth. And so, therefore, it must not be that hard to get, like, famous or famous adjacent because it's only 6 people. And, like, now, like, I find that happening because I'm, like, I know this person who knows this person a lot. Anyway, that's called bragging. That's not even humble bragging. All right, Free Fallin'. Free Fallin'. Would you consider Jeff Buckley's cover of Nina Simone's Lilac Wine? Don't know it. Or maybe I do. I don't know Jeff Buckley's cover, but I might know the Nina Simone one.
I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
That was like a so accurate Nina impression. I don't know about it. Nah, I need some time to work on that.
Sorry, I wish I was better at doing what I do. I'm just not as familiar with the song as I would like. It's just already feeling awkward. I'm gonna play something that I wanna play. How about that? It's on his album Grace. It'd be great for your voice. It would lull subway commuters into serenity. Here's the thing. The songs that do best are songs that are like chart toppers. So what does the best, like Hallelujah is probably the most popular song that I do where a lot of people recognize it. I do Yesterday by the Beatles. I mean, if I do, sometimes I like to do B-side Beatles, like For No One is a great, I'll play For No One, because that's a great song. But I feel like not a lot of people really know it and associate it with the Beatles. And there's a thing with busking, the trick to busking is really that no one is paying attention to you and you have to get them to pay attention to you. And so, like, while my voice is very beautiful, what makes it work is playing something that is gonna hit people's ear and just like automatically trigger their recognition, and it's coming through the uniqueness of my voice, so it like kind of pulls their attention instantly. That's what works best. Other than that, like, it's kind of like, pretty much if it's not a popular song, I can play any song and people will like it. Do you know what I mean? So if I want it to be really, really effective, it's gotta be a popular song. Not necessarily poppy, but like Hallelujah isn't like necessarily, it's a, Hallelujah is a popular song. Hallelujah is a popular song because it uses the word Hallelujah, really. Because it goes Hallelujah, Hallelujah. They play it at church and stuff, I'm sure, even though it's very church inappropriate. But are the Lumineers, yeah, the Lumineers are way too folky for me. The Lumineers are, I mean, hey!
She was standing next to me, thinking what I might have been, then I'm on about.
You know what I don't like about the Lumineers and anything? So the Lumineers and Mumford and Sons are like the same sort of thing to me, which is just like people from Portland and shit. And like, I don't know. I'm just, it's, actually the Mumfords, and it's not that bad. It's just like very like, oh, yeah, I didn't say that. It's just like, It doesn't do anything for me personally, but I can see how it would do well for white people who can't dance. Just saying, just throwing it out there. It's not my kind of thing, and it's not your fault but mine. And I said, it's just like we don't actually need that. You know? We don't actually need that. We don't need Hey Ho. And that's why it's gone so quickly.
I belong with you, you belong with me, you're my sweetheart.
It's like folk revival, but it's not a legitimate one, because it has to be on the back of like the whole folk movement was focused around these, like Phil Oakes, Bob Dylan, fucking Donovan, like actual real songwriters, not like people like writing a radio hit and being, and in the folk style. You know what I mean? These aren't like folk musicians, these are, And I don't know them personally. I'm just saying whatever the record company did to them. These aren't like folk musicians. They're just like playing folk. Do you know what I mean? It's not. It's different. Like I'm a folk musician, but not everything I play sounds like folk. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm like, I don't even know what that would sound like. Well, I'm going to deep. No, that's country. I don't know. All right. So this is By the way, I could have already played this song. I'm getting tired. So let's make this the last one, all right? This is called For No One. It's by the Beatles. Not a lot of people know this one.
Your day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all the words of kindness linger on till she no longer needs you. Wakes up, she makes up, She takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes, you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears, cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says your love is dead. You think she needs you. Nothing. No sign of love behind the tears, cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. She stays home, you go out. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now she's gone. He doesn't need her. Day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times and all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her. And in her eyes, you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears, cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
Thank you, you sad and bad motherfuckers. I hope wherever you are, you're doing well. I'm doing better lately. I'm not caking my brain in as much weed as possible. I'm not quitting weed forever. I'm taking CBDs for now and decidedly not smoking. I had a chance to smoke yesterday and this morning, and I decided to not do so. Because I feel like it just sets me spinning too much right now. And right now I really need to set things in order. I need to set, like getting this streaming routine established and stuff like that. Not smoking really helps with that. And I hope that one day it's just like I'm so busy doing stuff that I'll be like, oh, weed will be like a real vacation from doing all this stuff and making a bunch of money and making a bunch of creative things. So thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Gabriel Mayers. I'm the King of the North, the Northeast specifically. You can donate to me at Venmo, Gabriel-Mayers. I'm also at paypal.me/GabrielMayersNYC. I'm on the Cash App, #GabrielMayers. Make sure you check out the podcast. This is going to be uploaded. I don't know if this is... Yeah, this is going to be uploaded to the podcast app. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find... podcast, just search for the Gabriel Mayers podcast, or just search for my name, Gabriel Mayers. Just do that. That's the easiest thing. And that'll be wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm like, I have a podcast now. Where? Where else do you listen to podcasts? Where do you usually listen to a podcast? In the podcast app. That's where my podcast is. Thank you so much. Bye. Oh, let me play an outro song. I had one. Here we go. This is another, where is it? This is another Arcade Fire one. This is The Suburbs. Oh, yes, good idea, Books Mix. Thank you. I'll do that. Thank you so much for watching The Suburbs. I like to drive. And the money won't survive. Your mother's keys were leaving. Okay, bye. Bye, everybody. Thank you.